Agrégation interne d'anglais 2013. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Yesterday, we spoke with NPR's Cairo bureau chief, Leila Fadel, about the news she's covered in Egypt in 2012. Now, we're going to look forward. Robin Wright has written extensively about the Middle East as a former correspondent for The Washington Post. She's a joint fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace and the Woodrow Wilson International Center and an author. And she joins me now in our studio. Robin Wright, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year.
Same to you.
So from your longtime analyst perspective, I know you have been back to Tunis this year, back to North Africa, back to the region. What can we expect from the Middle East in 2013?
Well, 2013 is probably going to be more difficult than the first 2 years of the Arab uprisings. In the past 2 years, we've seen a deepening of the political divide, a worsening of the economic challenges, and real security problems. But 2013 is really interesting because of all the elections across the region. You have Israel's election in January. Bibi Netanyahu is likely to win, but he's facing an increasing challenge from the right. And in fact, the most interesting trend in the region is the rise of the right or the religious right everywhere. Jordan faces elections in January, Egypt probably in February, and that will decide whether the Muslim Brotherhood really has a hold on power or whether there's a challenge from the religious right, the Salafis. And then you have Tunisia and Libya facing new constitutions and elections for permanent governments. Iraq, local elections, Palestinians, long-delayed elections. It will be a pivotal year on many fronts.
I want to talk about phase two of the Arab Spring, because we're talking about the rise of the religious right. Not much U.S. influence to be seen, really, is there, in terms of the U.S. ability to have anything to do with what goes on internally in Egypt?
Well, when you remove dictators, you find that democracies have lots of constituents that they have to be accountable to and lots of different opinions. And so it's harder for the United States to have influence. This is also a period where throughout the region, there's a sense that they have captured control of their future, that this is in some ways an end of 200 years of colonial Western presence.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Yesterday, we spoke with NPR's Cairo bureau chief, Leila Fadel, about the news she's covered in Egypt in 2012. Now, we're going to look forward. Robin Wright has written extensively about the Middle East as a former correspondent for The Washington Post. She's a joint fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace and the Woodrow Wilson International Center and an author. And she joins me now in our studio. Robin Wright, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year.
Same to you.
So from your longtime analyst perspective, I know you have been back to Tunis this year, back to North Africa, back to the region. What can we expect from the Middle East in 2013?
Well, 2013 is probably going to be more difficult than the first 2 years of the Arab uprisings. In the past 2 years, we've seen a deepening of the political divide, a worsening of the economic challenges, and real security problems. But 2013 is really interesting because of all the elections across the region. You have Israel's election in January. Bibi Netanyahu is likely to win, but he's facing an increasing challenge from the right. And in fact, the most interesting trend in the region is the rise of the right or the religious right everywhere. Jordan faces elections in January. Egypt probably in February, and that will decide whether the Muslim Brotherhood really has a hold on power or whether there's a challenge from the religious right, the Salafis. And then you have Tunisia and Libya facing new constitutions and elections for permanent governments. Iraq, local elections, Palestinians, long delayed elections. It will be a pivotal year on many fronts.
I want to talk about phase two of the Arab Spring, because we're talking about the rise of the religious right. Not much U.S. influence to be seen, really, is there, in terms of U.S. ability to have anything to do with what goes on internally in Egypt?
Well, when you remove dictators, you find that democracies have lots of constituents that they have to be accountable to and lots of different opinions. And so it's harder for the United States to have influence. This is also a period where throughout the region, there's a sense that they have captured control of their future, that this is in some ways an end of 200 years of colonial Western presence.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.